Welcome to the Satirically Challenged Show. A few notes before we begin. This clever little show is run completely by trained chimps, unless you mean the disabled population of which there are 650 million of us worldwide. Sorry, did we offend you already? If we did, accidentally or otherwise, we have doctors standing by to take your calls. Wait, we know what you're thinking.
I tuned to the wrong podcast.
Or I'm gonna find them.
Trust us when we say it's been done, not to us, but we just want to tell you that the opinions and the hosts are not condemned or owned by Log Talk Radio or any other network. Like we said at the top of the announcement, this show is run by trained idiots. We may have other idiots in the control booth who...
Well, we also want to tell you that this show contains strong language, maybe unsuitable for children, unusual humor, which may be unsuitable for adults, and advanced mathematics, which may be unsuitable for liberal arts majors.
Did we say mathematics majors? Sorry, we meant lawyers, caseworkers, nannies, Wall Street execs, or looking at you, Autism Speaks, even though you changed your motto. Back doctors, people opposed to free speech, and current dictators. The dictators on this list include Mao Zedong, Donald Trump, Kim Jong-un, Hun Sen, Paul Gamey, anybody who is involved in the Northeast US election, that includes Donald Trump. Also, did we ever mention, or hasten to mention, that we are also against neurotypicals, which is defined as one or more groups who have considered to be normal. If you're listening to this podcast, you are normal. Please go to your doctor and get your head checked. In the meantime, enjoy AMC Pressing Co.
Hello, everyone.
Still involved with that Northeast election.
Yes, the one that currently still going on is just
it's awful. Or not going on.
Or not going on. But we believe it's still going on just because we still keep protesting.
It's in transition. It's in transition.
It's in transition.
No return.
And yeah, so here
no
we go.
No turning back.
No return and no.
There's no turning back now.
No, there's not even a turning back point at this point. It's more like there's no return ticket. It's a one way ticket. You know, the transition
to hell?
The transition to primordial hell. Everybody, please brace yourselves now. And yeah, let's just go. The fact is that if you don't want to hear the next about 10 minutes, I suggest that you either leave the room, switch to another podcast, then switch back to our podcast, because this is going to be fairly funny. But don't just
but
leave
don't
yet.
Turn away.
Just don't turn away.
Or just
we need the viewers
just continue to listen.
Or just tune in because right. Don't tell them to go away.
Sake.
Yes, people might have differences of opinion.
You might, yeah.
As
well,
much as people might have differences of opinion. But they might find it some bits entertaining, too. You don't know. Especially if you're saying that it's transitioning into immortal hell.
Right, so...
It's transitioning into hell. So, hell transitioning...
Some people might think it's great, though.
That sounds right, about right. Yeah. Yeah.
So...
It's just a matter of... It's all up
for
interpretation.
Yes, as I was saying, going into hell might seem like an exciting thing, at least to billionaires. Billionaires are the ones who own our bank, right? We can all agree with that, right? You're probably walking down the street right now and saying, yes, Red Hood, we agree with you. Yes, Pink Hood, we agree with you. Yes, Johnny, we agree with you. Yes, Black Hood and Green Hood, if you were here, we'd agree with you too. But the fact is that really, the LA Times came out with an article about the fact that recently Bill de Blasio, mayor of New York City, went and met with Trump and actually had this to say. I let him know that so many New Yorkers were fearful and much and more had to be done to show that he can heal this country and be and respect the people. Speaking in front of a reporter, reporters in front of Trump Tower after an hour-long meeting with the hairpiece known as Donald, as well as he continues on to say that he flew in the face of what New York City was great about New York City and ultimately the ultimate city of immigrants, and the fact that Trump's proposal to deport 3 million, what is it, I think, or 3.5 million?
Undocumented immigrants. We might be off a bit, but it's still quite a lot of people.
It's still quite a lot of immigrants. During the meeting, de Blasio. De Blasio basically, who's a liberal Democrat who supported Hillary Clinton through the presidential campaign, said that he warned that New York City would refuse to cooperate with deportations and with Trump's calls to reinstate stop and frisk tactics to reduce crime. Well, the fact is that there is no crime in New York City. What crime is he? Is he living in the McCarthy era? I think he is, because he tried to reinstate the House on un-American activities. The fact that he's 70 years old and he tweets about his aggression at 3 a.m. when nobody's watching, which says quite a lot about him and his thought processes. The fact is that are we going to have a presidency that's shaped by 184 characters? Every tweet, everything that he says is going to be on Twitter. He said, basically, that he was going to relinquish or restrain his Twitter. Ladies and gentlemen, people with a press call, look, I have a very simple alternative to this. Get a hold of Twitter and say, listen, President-elect Trump is not fit to be president. And if you're listening right now and haven't signed the change.org position against Trump and the Electoral College, we encourage you to do this so that the right person does get elected president or somebody gets directed president in his haste, unless having a lot of foreign dictators, current dictators in our own United States in the White House, including Mayor Giuliani, or former Mayor Giuliani. Also, the fact that he said in his tweets in November, as in fairly recently, I just had a very open and successful presidential election. Now professional protesters and incited by the media are protesting. Very unfair. Well, let me give you a hint, Donald Trump, because that is your name, right? These aren't professional protesters. They aren't getting paid. If they are getting paid, they're probably the lobbyists you're going to encounter in Washington, right? Then several hours later, Twitter aim at a related goal. which is damage control. Love the fact that small groups of protesters last night having passion for our great country will all come together and be proud.
Really?
Because we're just standing. We're waiting with our protest guns to shoot you as soon as you come out of the tower. You know that, right? The fact that you have a presidential mob that you're somehow to evade Secret Service, and the Secret Service has credited you with your ass in shape. Or not with your ass in shape, or with your ass in shape in the bunker for pure enjoyment. The fact is that 11 months ago, everybody has been, there's a Twitter archive of all of your tweets, every one of them. They've been categorizing them behind your back. We don't find the fact that you made fun of a disabled reporter very funny, since we are the ones reporting on you. We have the right to make fun of you because you're stupid and neurotypical. But also the fact that all the debates are especially, you follow up this on November 13th, which is, oh yes, 2 days ago. The debates, especially the second and third, plus the speeches of intensely large rallies, plus our great supporters, gave us the win. No, what gave you the win is the dim-witted moral compass of our middle America and the failing middle class. That's what gave you the win. But we're not saying that. And the fact that Alexander Hamilton created the Electoral College says something about a great nation. It says that you can't win. That's right, you can't win. Also, the fact is that you just have to face the facts. The facts there are that your world of presidency makes you look like a toddler on crack, or a toddler who would be taking too much sugar, that would... Also, there's one more thing. There's one more blatant thing that we have to say. That your strange... you have a very strange representative relationship with all the rest of the countries who are calling you and can't even get in. And you say that you're available to everybody else. Why aren't you available to the media? Why is everybody outside your door saying, that's not our president? Why is everybody everywhere saying, you're not our president? Can't you take the hint? If you can't, go to a psychologist, or somebody, or in your case, a shrink, and get help. Because you're 70 years old, and your wife is basically running your game. You're not running the game. Oh, and one more thing about Stephen Bannon. He's running you. He's making you his puppet. So when you said to everybody in the third debate that Hillary Clinton was a puppet, no. In fact, you be the puppet. Bannon is just putting his slimy hands all over your corpse and actually treating you like a fucking puppet. So, then, also, because of the fact that, we'll get to this later, but because of your presidency, it makes us very unsure about what you're going to do with the disabled population and how you're going to work with us. It also makes us very unsure about our therapy dogs, which we'll get into in the next segment. And this is where I end my rant until the Thanksgiving after next.
So
if this shit doesn't stop.
Yes.
If this shit doesn't stop.
Holy echo.
Yeah.
Holy echo.
Yes. Very bad echo. Sorry about that. What else is new? Live radio, live podcasting.
Live podcasting.
But
which
just means for us. has with therapy dogs. So it doesn't matter if you're late for a flight. There's going to be therapy dogs there to greet you as you're going through your check-ins on your flight.
I'm thinking that President Trump probably needs a therapy dog for the transition of his presidency because, well, I've got to say that his wife can't support him, can she?
Right.
I don't think so.
Right.
I mean, like, that's just me.
Right.
I hate to be a glutton for punishment, but everybody has to die in office sometime.
Right.
You know, could you imagine if there was a therapy dog for Donald Trump?
And we're canceled. No, kid.
No, we're not.
We're still here.
We're still here.
Could have been canceled yet. All right.
No, we're the ones who cancel ourselves.
Right,
we're not
right.
really canceled. Well, who's telling you that? But I've got to say, so
yes,
I mean the lobby dogs. The debate, I guess, I'm having is, what exactly?
But I
are
think
they-
that they're meant to be there for all people. They're going to be there to help those that are frustrated waiting for their flight. That's
why
just
they have
my
political
take
dogs?
On it. Where if someone's pissed, it wouldn't be political dogs, Red Hood. You're getting it mixed up. You're mixing things up. It's not that.
No,
so,
I'm just saying for election anxiety. Why can't you have a dog? You know.
No, that I don't think. No, I don't think it works that way. So,
what?
Let's stick to the subject of therapy dogs, which can be a great. They're using it in a proper way. Not as if the dogs are going to be there when it's during peak travel season too. Especially if it's the day before Thanksgiving, it's going to be terrible traveling anywhere. So, it's good to have if you're flying and you're in a long line going through TSA, a therapy dog there for anyone to be able to pet it and be able to calm people down. That's the prime use of having therapy dogs.
I mean, real people.
Sense.
But the real people they should be are the people who can't stop nuttering on about the election. Maybe they should have slapping dogs for them
why
to slap some sense into
not,
them.
Why don't we stop talking about what? Red Hood, stick to the subject. Stick to the subject, please. Come on. Because therapy dogs, and really, could we just focus on this? Because it's a great thing that they're doing.
Yeah, no,
and
this,
going
this
on and on about the election doesn't make it any better when families could need to get to point A to point B.
It's important to get them there.
Without issues, too.
This time of year can definitely be stressful.
I mean, you know, the fact is that it is very stressful with, you know, everybody running out of steam and everybody then just going, oh, yes, we don't have enough time, let's go.
We need to get the grandma's house.
Yes, We're off to grandmother's house.
Get some of that pumpkin pie.
Okay, take his more time. Shit. Right, right, shit. Why is it happening now? Oh, wait, you're in traffic for 4 hours. Additional. So, a 4 hour ride, we call an 8 hour ride, depending on traffic. That could be very either entertaining for those passengers or very stressful. It could go either way.
Especially when you're going through Washington. People in the D.C. area should know about that traffic. Can be hairy sometimes.
So,
anywhere. Yeah, people anywhere
so
know
traveling
that.
Can be a... Especially if you're going somewhere that you need to go and travel a day before, too. Or, so, makes sense.
Yeah. No, it makes sense. I mean, the fact is that when when you have, you know, fear and anxiety about flights and Thanksgiving and all of that, most people, I'm guessing, you know, are deciding. I mean, last year it was them kind of turning in, you know, having Thanksgiving over without the travel or stay giving or whatever.
Yeah,
and that
like, if I do recall, half the country was under a snowstorm last year at this time.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
True.
Yeah, what is it? Yeah, no, that's definitely right. I mean,
yeah.
Let's just hope that there is no snow to speak of.
I hope, and then Christmas comes around, too, in like, so it's definitely a season of travel, if you have to.
You gotta buy gifts, you gotta buy gifts for everybody, like, money's tight.
Right. Money's tight, doing
mm-hmm.
this, doing that, you
mm-hmm.
know.
It can really stress you out.
Everyone is rushing. Yes. Yes, it
but,
can.
I mean,
so.
There's so many things that, you know, I can't even begin to tell, you know. People that I'm going
right.
through that.
Right.
You know, that, like, I'm having to buy mince pies for people. I'm having to buy brandy butter. I'm having to buy a full case of
mm-hmm.
chocolate mousse and making that. It's ridiculous. And then on top of that, my duties for the show. Oh. I don't know how I get it done.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't Pokemon going to be doing something for Thanksgiving? Aren't they doing something really interesting for Thanksgiving, Johnny?
Actually, this is the first I've actually heard about this. A new update.
Of what? What exactly are they doing?
Yeah. Since you're the Pokemon expert, Johnny, you're the best one to explain what's going on.
Apparently in Japan, if you're in Japan, you can get a lot of Lapras. So you gotta go to Japan, but. If it comes to the U.S., like... people are going to go nuts.
Right.
It could come to.
And aren't they doing something where?
And also,
something where you collect, right?
Mhm.
I believe the second generation is coming too, so it's an additional 100.
Ooh. That's gonna be.
I was going to say another. I'm sure everybody knows that the game's coming out on Friday too. So.
Here's the one. I'm sure that it's going to be filled with a lot of cool stuff.
Oh yeah. So excited for Pokemon Sun to come out on Friday. Like, sure, a lot of trainers are. Like, yes.
I mean, the thing is also,
you mean that
you know,
Halloween?
With anything, coming out and all of that. It's always around this time in terms of stuff that it comes out. It's it is kind of interesting the window of opportunity for albums for Christmas.
Yeah.
Either in November or September. They start recording them in September and then they get released in December or November.
Yeah.
Even January. It's ridiculous. But every year it changes. Like every year, like the Rio Abilities Festival that we sponsored last year is coming back to that again. Yes. And that this year is in
it's gonna be great.
Yeah, that this year is in
no.
March. Sorry.
March anyway.
March. Early March. Early
second.
March.
Yes.
Early March. I mean, like, we have no idea, and we will fill you in as soon as we know what is going to be on the bill.
Yeah.
Because if last year wasn't exciting enough, this year it's going to be a whole new string of people. We get to meet, and we have interviews coming up, hopefully, depending on the releases and all of that. We'll fill you in the next few months. But if to all of them, we will probably end up having most of the season with last year's and this year's, and we'll probably be doing a couple of roundtables. We'll see. There's other stuff, you know. We're still working on the website, and so and that's coming. That's a big thing, and that's coming. We wanted to take a note out, a side note, to tell you that we are on iTunes, we are on Stitcher, we are on Google Play Music, and we do have a Patreon. We do have a Patreon of which goes directly to support the podcast, and you can find that on www.patreon.com/co. That's all one word, AMC Press and Co. And if you're interested in the blog, you can access that amcpressandco.wordpress.com until we get the new site up. You could also Facebook us as well, anything. Even if it's to say, yeah, we rated you on iTunes, which we need. Because that's really it. So the last dog of the night.
Yeah. So
it seems
that a Phoenix Rescue is aiming to collect 1,000 turkeys for Thanksgiving. That's awesome.
Which is really cool. I mean, I find that really cool because that means that it is not only, but also, a very giving thing. I mean, everybody should deserve a turkey and should be able to celebrate.
Everyone should deserve a Thanksgiving dinner.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And even a Christmas dinner. And a New Year's dinner.
This is a great thing. Yeah. I think that giving is definitely, if throughout this whole political turmoil season before Thanksgiving, the one thing is, if you're able to donate to charities, go and do so, because give back. Big, small, it doesn't matter. As long as you actually do something to help others.
If you donate your
matters.
Time.
Donate your time. I mean, some of my favorite things to do. I volunteer my time at Learning Ally, which is a recorded books for the blind, and I do voiceover stuff. I also donate my time at All Stars, which is at the Castillo Theater, which is a fantastic organization for underprivileged youth to get into theater. What else? Many, many things. If you can't give money, give back your time.
Even Habitat for Humanity, go and do something.
Like say,
give back.
If you clearly want to,
if you can't get, if you don't have any money, give. Try again. If you don't have any money, you can always donate your time.
Yeah. The best.
And that's what matters. Just give back your, donate, do something. You can't deny that giving back will make someone's day. You don't know how much that could even help someone.
Yeah. And that's,
or
that's,
be
that's,
able to give them a way of going.
That's how you
okay,
can make a real change right there.
Do something to help someone who's less. Yeah. And actually be on the front lines and seeing people. Go work at a soup kitchen. Go do something that can make a change. Could brighten someone's day too. Not just have that. Don't think that you can't make a difference, because you can. You might surprise yourself too. Because you could brighten up someone's day who may not necessarily have certain things, but it shouldn't matter what they don't have, but look at what you're giving to them as a whole. And going, you made a difference. No one was telling you to do that, but you did it anyways. Because any little bit of help goes a long way. And giving back to someone who go work with Big Brothers, Big Sisters, go do something that can benefit someone else and not be looked at as, oh, it's a, oh, it's, oh, charity, this, put, do something out of the ordinary. Do something that you could be proud of yourself. Down the line and go, I made a difference in a child's life. I made a difference in some person's life that may not necessarily have that ability.
It's just like, hey, I made somebody smile. Like,
what you have.
And that is all worth it right there.
Yeah.
Use what you want. Use what
you go spend your time with veterans, too.
Yeah, even play
and
to your abilities.
And also, if you have the ability to go in this... Right. And I'm sure if there's veteran centers, they do allow visitors. There's some veterans that don't get visitors. So, if you have that ability, definitely do it. Because stop into a veteran center, because guess what? Those veterans may not necessarily have family. So, they might be alone on a holiday. Mm. Give them the ability to see someone, to spend time with them. Because guess what? You could be giving them something that they may not have, because their family may be away. There might be different things that you may not know, but giving them the joy of spending time with them does matter, does count toward something. And you should be proud that you're spending time with someone who deserves to have a Thanksgiving, have that time for Thanksgiving. And even during the year. Because there's places that probably would allow it. Because each facility is different.
It is different.
But it gives you definitely is giving back, and you can't deny giving back. It's something that is worthwhile. Something that is beneficial. In the end, you can't exactly look at it and go, oh, that's wrong. Or, oh, let's not do that. So,
no, I agree.
Be the change. Yeah. Go and do.
Yeah, be the change, yeah.
Because the best thing you can do is be there. See that there's something. See that you're actually doing something worthwhile. Don't feel that you're not doing anything when you're doing something that you could be doing something that could change someone's life in the smallest way, but yet in such a big way to have an impact. One, you could make someone's day in the smallest of ways. It's very possible, too.
Definitely.
And on that note,
that's our show. And
we'll be back after Thanksgiving.
Yes. And we'll have more comedy.
And hopefully not so political.
Yeah.
Well,
we all need a break.
We'll see. We'll see. If Trump's transition doesn't go well, then they'll be different. But if it's still rallying on and on and on, all we have to do
is change
fight.
Is good too.
Yeah. Anyway.
But change is also good, Red Hood.
Change is good.
Change is good, too. And have a great night.
Good night, everybody.
Night.
We'll see you when we see you.
See you when we see you.
Night.
Good night.